Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, on the French National Day, we have preaching from France by Sister Mariette Rude Christensen. Sister Mariette is a member of the monastery in Dax. Her preaching is entitled, Charity is Greater Than Any Rule.
The reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? He said in reply, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. He replied to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back. Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? He answered, The one who treated him with mercy. Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. In our monastic life, there is a lot of things that we should do or not do if we want to live according to our constitutions. And we certainly want to do that. But we also know that the center of our faith is charity. So we observe the precepts of the monastic life as women living in freedom under grace. We live in a monastic enclosure, and we are therefore separated from the assembly in our chapel. The assembly is in one another chapel, the nuns in the other. Last Sunday, however, when a man in our assembly became ill during the Mass, one of our sisters, who happens to be a medicine doctor, left the nuns' choir where she was waiting to receive the Holy Communion. She crossed the sanctuary and went over to the assembly's choir. There she took care of the sick man, stayed with him until the Mass was ended, and did not leave him before she was sure that he was okay. We all know that what she did was right. She took care of her neighbor. But if she received Christ in the Holy Communion that day, I don't know. Let's now talk about today's Gospel. And let us look closer to what is going on between the scholar of the law and Jesus. In the first verses of today's Gospel, a scholar of the law comes to Jesus with the intention to test him. So he asks Jesus a tricky question when he says, Teacher, what must I do to inherit the eternal life? But Jesus asks him what is written in the law. And the scholar replies that you shall love God and your neighbor. But the scholar also wants to know who his neighbor is. And Jesus replies him by telling the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now it is Jesus who asks a tricky question. He asks the scholar of the law, which of the three men, the priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan, who acts as the neighbor of the robber's victim? The priest and the Levite were well-respected people who served God in the temple according to the law. The Samaritan was situated on the other side of the religious scale. According to the law, the Samaritan was a heretic who could not even be considered as a neighbor. So we should expect that it was the priest and the Levite who acted according to the law and who behaved as a neighbor. But it turns out to be the opposite. Neither the priest nor the Levite showed any sign of mercy towards the half-dead man. It was the Samaritan, the untouchable, who saved him. Indeed, this story does not give much publicity for the people of religion. And is more to come. The way of interpreting the law is also questioned. Why did not the priest help? Was he hard-hearted? Probably not. He just didn't want to touch the body of a dead man, since that would make him unclean according to the law. The same for the Levite, who also preferred obeying to the law of ritual purity. Neither the priest nor the Levite could perform their office in the temple if they were unclean. Therefore, they left the half-dead man by the road in order to serve God. The scholar of the law knew all this when he answered Jesus. The one who treated him with mercy was the victim's neighbor. In this gospel, Jesus has something very important to tell us. There is no opposition between serving God in prayer and serving God in our neighbor. The law of God is charity because God Himself is charity. I think that this gospel has a special message to religious people in the church today because we could resemble the priest and the Levite. Do we carry out our religious observances in a way that closes our eyes for our neighbor's suffering? Or do we have wisdom enough to live according to the rule of charity? A person we could listen to here is Saint Vincent of Paul. He was, in fact, born only 4 miles from our monastery in Dax. He founded an organization dedicated to the service of the poor in the 17th century. For Saint Vincent, the poor, when viewed with eyes of faith, take the place of Christ and give us the opportunity to love and serve Jesus. Saint Vincent teaches us as follows. Do not become upset or feel guilty because you interrupted your prayer to serve the poor. God is not neglected if you leave Him for such service. One of God's works is merely interrupted so that another can be carried out. So when you leave prayer to serve some poor person, remember that this very service is performed for God. Charity is certainly greater than any rule. Thank you.